Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this July 27th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Jackie Carantini. We're going to talk pickles with Jackie in just a little bit. Jackie will be with us. Looking forward to it. Right now, we have in studio Stephen Hittner and our friends from Family Natural Foods. Stephen, good afternoon.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Good to have you here, man.
Yeah, it's not often it's just me, but Katrina's on vacation, which is wonderful.
Right on.
You know, they're exploring some of the natural beauty of, I don't know, like America and Canada. Actually.
Wherever
they
are.
Yeah, they're driving everywhere. I think they're in the U.S. right now, but they could be in Canada. It sort of depends on the day.
Yeah.
Kind of the Rocky Mountain kind of stuff.
Oh, good. She's earned it. They've earned it. Safe travels and a good time to them. We'll talk with her again real soon. But hey, man, we get to hang out. We never get to hang out. This is awesome.
Just the two of us. Yeah. Like, what are we going to do? I got some drinks lined up here.
Right on. Sounds good. Let's do it. Shots. No. We do have actually some drinks, so we do have a little bit to talk about with our friends at Family Natural Foods. Stephen, where do you want to start? I think you got a good place here.
Yeah, I think let's start with the cool drinks. I don't know if you noticed, but it's kind of hot out today.
Yes.
It's been kind of hot out. Yeah. It's going to keep being kind of hot.
That's what that is. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Actually, this morning, and even still right now, I've got like this kind of low-lying like kind of headache. I just feel a little bit drained. And I realized what it was is that I'm low on electrolytes and I need to drink more water. You know, that's something we could tell all of ourselves every day of the year, anytime, you know,
I sheepishly drink water.
Yes. James is doing it. I didn't have to say it twice. And you know, this is perfect. So, you know, drinking more water, getting more fluids, but it has to be something more than that. Like yesterday, I wasn't out in the heat of the day. It wasn't even, you know, compared to today, it wasn't even that hot. But I still feel kind of drained. And I you know, like I said, I drank water. So what was I missing is that electrolytes. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, primary electrolytes are, to get a little more specific on this, is potassium and sodium.
Mm.
Obviously, we know sodium, salt, it's in everything. That's not as hard to get, but potassium can be a little tricky to get.
Yeah.
So what I thought I'd do is I bring some drinks that are really enjoyable and can kind of meet that need for us this time of year with those electrolytes that we could use. So I'm going to start out with what nature provided to all the wonderful islands of the world, which is coconuts.
Yes.
It's
a great sentence right there, too. I don't think everybody thinks of it that way, but it's such a good sentence and a good point that you just made there.
Look at the equator, all the way around the world, what grows? What grows in the hottest part of the world?
Yeah.
The equator, right?
Yeah.
You know, sunny, hot days. They don't get winter. You know, they're not getting any snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Not on Hawaii or Fiji or Thailand. You know, you name it. But they do have coconuts. And some of those islands don't have much else.
Yeah.
And that's why I've always been amazed by coconuts. They can be used for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of like nature's answer to being stuck on a desert island.
Yes, yes.
You know, you've seen it in all these movies, Castaway or whatever, you know, over the years, where what do they find first? What are they surviving on? Often it's coconuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a reason for that. And one of the great reasons is electrolytes. We're getting back to that sodium and potassium.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is our heaviest hitter. So today, this can says that there's two servings in here. And so, you know, if you drink the whole can, you'd get, I guess two servings, you get 800 milligrams of potassium. So one serving, you get 400 milligrams of potassium. Mm. And
nice.
So that's a lot of potassium.
Yeah.
It also has some sodium, but not quite as much sodium. And again, like, you can get sodium. I don't know if you've ever noticed that there's salt on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the stuff that we shouldn't drink as much of. But I'll open this up, and let's see what the wonders of coconut.
Stephen did a really nice job of putting that right to the mic. We love that noise. That was well done, sir. That was well done.
Did it come through?
Yeah.
All
perfectly.
Right. Excellent. I'm hoping to get a job at the radio. Katrina's already beat me to the punch. She's on vacation, so I'm gonna.
We're gonna need somebody else to come in.
That's right.
I'm gonna try this right now. And Stephen, I'm sorry. One more time. The name of this?
So it's Taste Nirvana, premium coconut water.
Mm. Mm. Oh, that's good. So I didn't want to say it beforehand. Mm-hmm. I have never been too much of a coconut water drinker.
Oh, sure. I didn't ask you this ahead of time. I probably should have.
In part, no, that's okay. In part, I'm here to try this stuff and you know, be the silly host. So yeah, it's okay. But I like that. I actually, I'm not kidding you, man. I really enjoyed that. I like the secondary taste I get from that, and that's good for me. Are you sure? Because it tasted really good.
If you live in a place where it's super hot and you're sweating and you're losing electrolytes and you're feeling like me, where you're feeling like a little bit zapped, mm-hmm. This is the best thing for you.
Nature's
answer, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
What I do like about coconut flavored things and that is that it does remind me. I get what I wanted from what, because I usually drink water. Drink a lot. I do actually try to drink a lot of water.
Water's great. Yep.
But every once in a while, like you said, you want something that has a little more punch to it, maybe, or mm-hmm. takes care of something that's depleted in you.
Yeah.
That I could drink.
Yeah.
That it has the flavor of the coconut that I think a lot of coconut drinkers would like, mm-hmm. while not being overly powerful with it.
Yep. And there's a kind of a cool backstory on this one. This is the only coconut water we sell. And I think this is the hallmark of a good health food store. Mm. And I see this when I go to other small health food stores around the country, you know, and when I'm traveling or whatever, is there's no reason to sell 10 different varieties of coconut water if you found the best one, right?
Mm.
So we don't bother selling other ones because somebody will buy it and they'll just be disappointed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do that? You know, and some things obviously we have varieties of, but when we find the best and that's certainly what I found with this one. That's kind of what we stick to. And there's kind of two fun backstories to this one. So I have a good friend who lives in Colorado, and his wife has like worked at health food stores nearly as long as I have, all over the place, but mostly in Colorado. And you know, there's always big health food stores mm-hmm. in Colorado, and they have, you know, probably a whole aisle of coconut waters, kind of doing the opposite of what I was just mm-hmm. telling. And they love coconut water. So they tried every single one of them one summer or whatever. And they told me this story, and they said the one that was the best, like by far, was Taste Nirvana.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And mm-hmm. I trusted them on all sorts mm-hmm. of stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'll try it. Like, not going to be hard for me to do this.
Yeah.
And so I tried it, and I was like, you guys are totally right. This is the best coconut water. Because I tried a bunch of them too, not quite as scientifically as they did.
Yeah.
But I took their scientific research, and I like tasted it myself, and I was like, this is so good. So we started selling it, you know, pretty much right after that. And then the other thing that really sealed the deal for me on this company, I was at a conference in California. It's called Expo West, and it's where it's the biggest natural foods expo in the world. People come in from all over the world actually come to this conference. And you know, in you know, when I was wandering around the halls talking to different manufacturers and companies, I saw this company. I was like, I know you guys are great. And I started talking to this lady at the booth. And I was like, you got to tell me more about, like, what's the story of your company? I think I'm going to spend the whole time talking
about
coconut water.
That's all right. That's all right.
This is great. But anyways, she said, oh, you know what? Like, this is my family's company. Like, I'm in charge of marketing. My brother's in charge of, I think it was harvesting the coconuts. And I forget what her dad did. Probably did everything else.
Yeah.
It was like basically like this small little family business.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me about how like they raise the coconuts in this part of Thailand that's famous for years and years, hundreds of years for having the right climate and the right condition, right soil to grow the tastiest coconuts. And they own all the farm themselves. They do all the harvesting. And by this point in the conference, I was getting kind of exhausted and jaded by all these little startup companies that are trying to sell themselves to General Mills, to Clorox, to, you know, like all these big companies that aren't health food companies. And we were losing, it seemed at the time like we were losing a lot of these small independent family-owned companies like this one. And like us, you know, like, you know, Family Natural Foods is started by my grandfather, 1946. So, I really like to embrace those family-owned companies. And I started talking to them. I was like, oh, do you guys have investors? Or, you know, like I was trying to just kind of probe it and test the waters. I was like, no way. We're never like selling our company. This is our family company. This is what we do. This is what we're passionate about. I was like, okay, there's another reason.
Yeah.
I'm like all the more dedicated to this singular company. Because most coconut waters were probably bought or started by, you know, Coca-Cola, all these other companies.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to the grocery store, the most of the shelving is stocked by these big companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Yep.
So to get your product on that shelf, you have to basically be owned by Coca-Cola and Pepsi. You know, like there, and the similar things are hard with like liquor as well. It's a whole different topic, but I just, you know, the topic of coconut water, you're not going to find too many that are family owned companies. Mm-hmm. And I would argue not as good tasting. So, that's pretty much in the program.
That's all we got time for today. No, we got plenty of time. We got 10, 15 minutes left. That was a great story. In part too, because of what we're doing here, Stephen, we're talking about a locally grown business. We're talking about one of our favorites in this area, a business that has helped this community survive, that has impacted this community, that has put back into this community. You're telling us about another one there. And why you guys at Family Natural Foods, even going back to your dad and your grandpa and everything, have always believed in supporting companies that are similar to yours. I think that's really cool. We don't always get the behind the scenes of that.
No, it's true. And we do, you know, we'll talk a lot and we do a lot. I actually saw Joel Keenhold, who owns Lonely Oak Farms. Mm-hmm. I just saw him about half an hour ago. And it's so great to see these farmers coming in and out. I think probably about right now we're getting bread from the Main Grain Bakery out of Stevens Point. And, you know, shortly after that, I know we're getting mushrooms from another mushroom producer's local.
Cool.
But one thing we can't grow is coconuts.
When
it comes to getting the ultimate hydration, coconuts is one of the best things. And so when you can partner with a family-owned company and support their mission on something that we can't grow, let's do that. So that's always our priority. And that's why if you come to our store, we don't sell 20 kinds of coconut water. We sell the best coconut water.
Right on. Right on. Yeah.
So with that, let's go to our next drink. Okay. I don't know if we're going to get to all this stuff here, but pass your cup over here, James. Thank you.
Which is this
long arms? That's excellent.
The reach helps. Yeah. Steven's pouring me some of this another drink
we're
trying
here. So do you
like
root beer?
I love root beer.
I'm going to ask you ahead of time on this one.
I love root beer.
Most people do, and it's a great summertime drink. Mm-hmm. So this is kombucha.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, is that awesome?
Yeah.
Oh, it's root beer, you guys.
Yeah.
It's root beer kombucha. Oh, that's awesome.
So people who...
Wow. Oh, I want some more.
And basically, as soon as you hear this program, you have to come into Family Natural Foods and try it because these flavors are constantly rotating.
Yes.
So I don't know what's going to be there on Friday or Saturday or Monday. But, you know, today on Thursday and maybe Friday morning, we'll have this root beer flavor. It's a crowd favorite. And I always tell people, you know, like if you don't like kombucha... Try root beer.
Yes.
Kombucha, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's nothing like exotic or weird. It's just like root beer kombucha. And this is made locally in Spencer, Wisconsin. So like, we're getting
nice.
To this local
family-owned
company, you know, small little thing. They stop in themselves and do all the work on the kombucha. But we have it, you know, in kegs, and you can fill up your own growler. So if you have a growler, as long as it's a similar size to ours, you can bring it in, fill it up, or you can buy growlers. You can buy it by the glass. But kombucha is wonderful. A lot of people drink this as kind of a soda alternative. And I've had a number of people say, oh, I used to drink, you know, whatever. You name the soda every single day. And I drink cans and cans of it. And I just, you know, it had a lot of sugar. It contributes to diabetes, metabolic syndrome, you know, all sorts of problems.
Yes.
And kombucha is a natural beverage that's produced through fermentation. And so not only is it good for you because it has probiotics and all these things that we've come to look for, it also, you know, is tasty, and it's got that carbonation. And there's something about carbonation that, like, it's sort of like potato chips. Like, once you start chewing on a you know, crunchy potato chip, which would actually go really well with this.
Actually, yes, it would.
And we have some excellent potato chips in case people are looking for them. The kombucha, you know, it's just like that bubbles. Sometimes you want that carbonation. There's a few things more kind of quenching of your thirst than a carbonated thing. So we sell tons of kombucha. I feel like probably half of Wisconsin Rapids is already there, but the other half should come in and try the root beer or whatever flavor. There's a lot of fruit flavors. They're wonderful.
There really is. I've never had any bad kombucha, but I can't say that it's like a go-to for me because certain flavors that I don't always like, but that I've come across crossed. Now, like the watermelon one tastes like watermelon. It's so good.
Yeah.
Strawberry, very similar. Getting into the habit of using it.
Yeah.
See, I think that's part of it too. And you mentioned carbon, and I think that's a little of it also. So much of our generations grew up on something carbon-based.
Yeah.
And so even just having that is a nice familiar. It's familiar to our palate.
Yeah.
But even just getting in the habit, I always grab this. I always, when I'm in the store, I always grab this, and you get into that habit, and then it's that routine is hard to break. This is one that I think people could help them break that routine because it's a familiar flavor.
Yep.
The natural food industry was so smart about this to me, in all different angles of it, in all the fields and layers of it and everything of how do we get people to get healthier? How do instead of like expecting, like when I was a kid and some of this stuff first came out, it was you come to us.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the healthcare industry realized, you know what, we gotta build a bridge here. How do we get you to try kombucha? How about some root beer? Would you try the root beer one, everybody?
And I think you're totally right. And a lot of people have been kind of, you know, skittish or afraid to, but what's wonderful about the kombucha is you don't have to spend a single penny and you can try every flavor that we have. There's usually four on tap.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, before you fill up your glass and pay for it, you know you like it already.
It's really cool
too. It's a low-risk thing. It's kind of like the Van Foss balsamic vinegars and oils we sell.
Yes.
I always tell people, like, nobody's bought one that they didn't like because they always try it first.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons we sell so much of it. So we might come back to a third beverage. I'm waiting to hear from Affy because I don't know if it's in stock.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't
want
to sample it and have everyone rush in to get it because it's so
Right on. Good.
But if I get a message from her, I'm just like looking
flip the script. We'll flip
it around, you know. We're versatile. I was going to go to some of my favorites.
Okay.
You know, Energy, last time we talked about ginseng. And I think you tried the Terry Natural ginseng. Mm-hmm. It's a ginseng chewable, and it's really great. Another Energy product that we've sold forever, really. I mean, I can remember this, I don't know, like 10, 15, 20 years ago, maybe, is called Energy Plus. It's like small tablets, and it's really wonderful. On the front, it says 100% stimulant-free, so there's no caffeine.
Mm.
This is a source of natural energy without any caffeine or stimulants or harsh things like that. And it's really a sustained thing. I love like just ginseng, you know, American ginseng, Korean ginseng, Terry's ginseng product. Mm-hmm. But also, this product I think has a little bit of an advantage over some of those because it's a whole formula. So there's more than one ingredient. And I think when a formula is made by a company, and I've met the founder and formulator of this company, he's been doing this for probably as long as I've been alive. He's really experienced with this. So when you get somebody who puts together a really cohesive formula, it's usually better than a single ingredient.
Yeah.
We often search out single ingredients because that's usually what gets the press. It's kind of hard to like get press on like, oh, well, there's 15 things. Like people, like, they'll just like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
But that's, I think, why this works so well, and it's so well for so many things. It's designed for energy, but I often tell people, it says it on the side here. Let's see. Basically, if you take this for a while, you'll notice not even more energy, but your mental focus will be stronger. You'll have, it helps with your hair, skin, and nails growing.
Oh, geez. Okay, man.
It's a beauty product here.
It's a lot of nice things.
If you,
I've
been taking a lot. No, I'm joking.
I do think that it's nice, and it shows. Yeah. A lot of people do like that. I'm buying it for this, and I get these added benefits.
Yep.
People
Side
do like
benefits.
That. So that's always nice. I think you had people right away, though, without the stimulants.
Yeah.
Like, even if that was all you said, I think so many more people are getting smarter about this.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. That Monster drink is literally eating up the inner lining of my intestine,
terrible.
Like
yeah.
at my stomach yeah. and stuff. Yeah. Like, so people, and to be honest, I've got some friends like this. So they were doing that Monster thing. I'll take one of my buddies because I've asked him and he doesn't mind me using him as an example.
Yeah.
He's worked construction his whole life, pretty much. Getting up at 6 in the morning, not always wide awake.
Work.
Grabs his Monster, grabs his coffee or whatever.
He needs his coconut water.
Yeah.
His doctor told him this, that literally the inner lining of his stomach is going, and that think that this is part of the reason.
Yeah.
He's still working. He needs that energy, he feels, and he's looking for something different. And I'm telling him right away, I'm like, go over to Family Natural Foods, man. Yeah. They got this and this and this, and go check it out, because there are ways to get energy without that kind of stimulant.
Yeah, and this has a money-back guarantee. We've sold it for years. It's always worked great. The normal dose, you start out with two a day. And then I find some days I just take one, you know, that's all I need. And then some days I'll maybe take three, you know, or I'll take two in the morning. I'll take one or two later on. I've had occasions, you know, where like I had to drive home and it was getting late and I was getting tired. And I took like four of these, which is kind of a lot. And if you did that with Monster Energy, where you like, you know, doubled your dose of Monster,
you
wanted to drive home, and go to bed afterwards, it's not happening.
You may never go to bed again. You may, I don't know if you took four of those.
Or you might go to bed permanently.
So this is a little bit.
But yeah, this one, like, to finish that story, I drove home, stayed awake, most importantly, and. You know, a half an hour later, I was in bed sleeping like I would have any day.
Nice.
You know, and that's the difference between, you know, things with stimulants and energy and things that are just here for sustainable energy. And it provides, you know, to get into a little bit of the nerdiness of it, it provides the glycogen, which is sort of the building blocks of energy that your body needs.
Yeah.
And then it has sort of inherent energy. And then it nourishes basically all the major body systems, especially the ones related to energy. So like it has herbs in here that are good for your lungs. A lot of these herbs overlap, you know, they're probably, some of these are good for every single thing of these, but you know, if your lungs get more oxygen, they work more efficiently, especially during the wildfire time, then you're going to have more energy. That's where you get oxygen from.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from there, you got to have your heart working well, because that pumps that oxygen in your blood, you know, around your body. So it has, you know, herbs that nourish your heart and your cardiovascular system. And then, you know, the blood's, it gets into some of like some sort of Chinese medicine stuff too, where it's talking about the spleen and the liver and the blood system. All this kind of stuff works together, basically, long story short, to, you know, support your body's energy and just general well-being. I mean,
Something like this is a product that, okay, I need energy, and that valve gets turned on.
Yeah.
Something like the energy drink thing and stuff, it's just pouring sugar down your throat.
Yeah.
And there's no valve. It's just boom.
Yep.
Here's all this energy. And by the way, side alert, you're going to have a crash about an hour from now that you're going to hit you hard.
Yep.
So you're probably going to need another one. And then with this, though, you don't get that crash. You don't have those things. And the valve is only turned on when you need it. Products like that, I really, really enjoy.
So Energy Plus, money-back guarantee, check it out. You know, I think everybody in the summer can use a little more energy.
Got about 2-3 minutes left, Steve.
2 or 3 minutes. Yeah. Well, that's got me sweating.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've got time for any more here.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I'll fit one more.
One more.
Okay. Yeah. So deodorant.
Good one. Yeah. Okay. We started with heat. Yep. We got to get to the deodorant.
Deodorant. Yeah. This time of year, you know, you probably noticed you might sweat a little bit when you get outside. And there's always this quest people have for natural deodorants.
Hold up. I don't want this to get lost. That was a perfect segue. You did a great job with that, and I didn't meet you there. And it was really well done by you. Please continue. Yeah. Please continue.
All right. So anyways, this is when Katrina will be rolling her eyes.
Yes,
she
will.
She's on vacation.
Yes.
It's fine. I can have some liberties here. So deodorants are often really challenging, natural deodorants in particular. People want to get away from aluminum. They want to get away from these other ingredients that plug up your pores. Aluminum, you know, is a contributor to like Alzheimer's, dementia, stuff like that. Just, it's a poison. You don't want that in your body or on your body for that matter. So people are always looking for natural deodorants, but they're kind of hard to find ones that work well. And I often tell people, you know, try different ones. And just be patient. Like, something's going to work. Sometimes it takes a little while to kind of clean your pores out and detoxify, so to speak. But one I like to tell people about, just because I think it's so amazing that it's making this statement, and it's worked well for me for years and years, is called Lavalin. I think it was developed, it's a product, it's an international product. I think it's from Israel. Mm. I think it was developed for the Israeli military.
Wow.
So, you know, again, like construction workers, folks that are out working, sweating.
Especially in Israel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There ain't no cool days out there.
Yeah, they grow coconuts there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
But anyways, this Lavalin deodorant is amazing. They have two formulas. I usually tell people to start with the roll-on one because it's more familiar to us. It's a roll-on. It's really easy. But like it says on the front, 72 hours. So I usually tell people up to 72 hours. I had one lady who was a satisfied customer with it, and she bought it, and she said, "Oh, this is great, but I have to use it every day." And I was like, "Oh, well, I'm sorry about that." And I was like kind of apologizing and stuff. She's like, no, this is amazing. Like other deodorants, I was using them two or three times a day.
So I was like,
well, okay. Mm-hmm. And she also said, like, she's like, "And I'm also pregnant right now." And I was like, okay, that's throwing another, variability into, hormones and all these kind of things. So I was like, okay, if it works for a pregnant woman who used to use deodorant three times, conventional stuff, three times a day, and this works for 24 hours, cool.
That is cool.
They have another formula. It's a paste, and I'll just put this in here quick. This one can last up to 7 days.
Nice.
I usually get around 5 days out of it, sometimes in the winter, seven. And you can go swimming. You can take showers. You can do whatever, and it's still lasting. And it's no aluminum, a natural deodorant.
That's 72-hour one. I'm trying that. Yeah. I'll tell you right now. I'll put my name on it. I'm trying that.
It's amazing stuff. And like one of these, like the paste in particular, this will last me a year.
Because you're not using it that much, once a week.
So
always appreciate the time. Yeah. And it was really fun getting the chance to you and I hang out, Steve.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for having some drinks with me here.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do it again. Find out more by going to Family Natural Foods. Their doors are open usually around 9. Guys wake up and things get going over there. Join them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. They're a great follow. Yeah. We'll catch up again real soon, Steve.
Stay hydrated, folks.
Stay hydrated.
Take care.
Thanks, Steven.
Yep.
Be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.